Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Teacher performance has been a key topic of discussion in education, and next month, the University of Louisiana Monroe hosts a symposium featuring renowned education specialist Dr. Harry and Rosemary Wong. ULM College of Education and Human Development Professor Dr. Keo Kim and Professional Development Coordinator Tiffany Jackson joined me in studio to share more on the session. Tiffany, the Wongs are highly recognized for their work. I was having a conversation this weekend with my wife, who just happens to be a teacher. I mentioned the couple would be here. She immediately responded, "When?" Tell us about the couple in the upcoming presentation.
Well, the Wongs have been espoused as being one of the leading voices in the education and academic field for several decades. And we are extremely excited to actually have them here in our midst. Several educators, as your wife and myself, have read of their works and have studied their works in the last several years, and have several people have never had the opportunity to actually see them in person. So they will be here on campus January the 18th from 8:30 to 4:30. And we will begin in Brown Auditorium.
Practical application is a phrase associated with the ideas of the Wongs. What do they share, and what stands out about how teachers can be more effective through their presentation?
I think the wonderful thing about it is that the presentation is very relatable. Everything is research-based, but then they also give practical steps for implementation, and so that you can see how you could go back into your classroom the very next day or the following Monday and implement those changes step by step. They speak in broad terms, but then they also give you some specifics that you could go back and do and that you could actually follow step by step and then see the same types of successes that they've seen over the years in your class as well.
Who was encouraged to attend this symposium?
We encourage everyone that is affected by education to attend. Preliminarily, we especially expect to see educators, which would mean anyone working in the classroom, anyone working in a district office, the administrators as well. But then we also would think that it would be a wonderful opportunity for students that are studying in the field of education to come that are considered pre-service teachers. It also would be very, I think, beneficial for parents if they would like to come out. So it's an opportunity for all that are interested in education to come out.
Well, Dr. Kim, you have an extraordinary role in this and a translation of the book. Tell me about the book's importance, and specifically to instructors in other countries.
Well, I was born and raised and educated in South Korea until my college graduation. As after that, I came over to the United States for my master's and doctoral program. So I know what exactly the Korean classroom needs and what exactly the American classroom needs to teach our students. The Korean government has invested a lot of budget to develop school education, and the Korean education has been developed a lot, you know, since everything was destroyed during the Korean War, early 1950s. Korean teachers always want to adopt the American education. They want to know what's going on in the American classroom. They want to know what and how American teachers teach. When I first read this book and when I attended, you know, Harry Wong and Rosemary Wong's presentation, I thought, you know, this book was what exactly the Korean educators needed to read. So I had no doubt that the Korean this book would be really, you know, helpful for Korean educators. That's why, you know, I translated this book.
The discussion between you and the Wongs during the translation process, tell us about that.
Harry and Rosemary Wong were at Natchitoches about 4 years ago. Natchitoches has a Northwestern State University where I used to teach for 5 years there. And then when I was there, I really had a good chance to talk with them about this book. I expressed my interest in translating this book to them, and they were very excited. I also was very excited. Since then, we just communicate, you know, very much, and then I also contacted the Korean publisher with my interest in this book. That's what we have kind of a good relationship with Harry and Rosemary Wong.
Tiffany, there are several other professionals that are going to be sharing in the program during the day. Tell us about those taking part in the program.
Yes, is a way to give a more comprehensive type of professional learning experience to our participants. We are having the Wongs to present the general session in the morning, and then we will have breakout sessions in the afternoon so that we will be able to speak more in depth about the types of concepts that they have presented, and then we'll have educating professionals who have actually implemented these types of concepts and seen success. The three that will be handling the teacher track will be three of our alumni from the MAT program here at ULM, and they will be Dr. Daryl Cluck. He is currently the writer's workshop teacher at Grace Episcopal School, Middle School. He had a long and storied history of being an excellent teacher in the Monroe City Schools prior to that, and was actually nominated as the Teacher of the Year in that district in the year of 2008. We also have Mr. Darren Underwood, who is an alum. And he is currently a science teacher at Washington Parish High School. And Ms. Diane Roberts, who is an English teacher at Washington Junior High School. And we will have three professionals in the area of educational leadership. Dr. Leonard Clark, our own Dr. Leonard Clark, who is currently the Associate Dean in CEHG. Dr. Michael Eskridge, who is the Director of the Advanced Innovative and Education area in South Louisiana. And we also have Ms. Deborah Henry, who is coming from Florida and is the CEO of Inspire Achievement.
Well, Tiffany, how can someone find out more about the January 18th symposium?
They can go online and they can go to ulm.edu/teach, which is T-E-A-C-H, or they can contact me personally at tjackson@ulm.edu or call 318-342-1292.
Tiffany Jackson, Dr. Keo Kim, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.